Okay, the next one is humility. Humility helps us realize that we need God, that we cannot do it on our own. Humility is the opposite of pride and being puffed up like Lucifer was. Proverbs 16, 18, and 19.
Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud.
Humility helps us listen to others, realizing that we do not know it all, and be subject to God's gifts. 1 Peter 5, 5 and 6.
Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
Humility helps us know our place, and so stay in God's order. A number of scriptures show that we must have humility in order to grow in God, for God cannot give his spirit to us if we are proud, or think we know or have all we need, or when exalted spirits would cause God's spirit to be eaten up. Isaiah 57:15.
For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
Here it shows that those who are humble are going to get revived, and they're going to be able to dwell with the high and lofty one. And Philippians 2, 3 through 9.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name.
Which shows that he had to humble himself in order to get the depth that he got. He didn't say, well, here I am, I'm so great, I'm God's gift to humankind. But he had humility toward God, and God was able to exalt him. And also Luke 18, 9 through 14.
And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and despised others.
Oops.
Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted.
The key characteristic or difference between the two of them, the one guy was boasting and the other guy was humble. He knew he did not have what he needed, and he went away justified. Matthew 18:4.
Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
We have the scriptures that show meekness is one of the characteristics of children, but also humility is a characteristic of a child. Before they start getting a big superior-inferior teeter-totter in there, they are humble, they are unassuming, and then they can accept the things that people want to give them. That's part of what we need to be as well. And Matthew 23:11 and 12.
But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted.
And James 4, verse 3.
Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts.
So that shows asking with the wrong motive. And then 6.
But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble.
So the idea there is this pride spirit that wants to get the things of God just to be greater in an evil spirit sense, that won't work. God resists that, but humility, we can get the things of God. And 7?
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Which humility is part of being able to submit ourselves to God. And verse 10?
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up.
Amen. Humility is good. Humility is good. Humility is good when we are fighting any spirit that wants to promote self, such as attention, self-glory, and important. Luke 14, 7 through 11.
And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room. And when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted.
The parable being that someone was wanting to promote themselves by getting the chief place, be seen, everybody noticed them, and that's not the way it works with God. Humility helps us fight spirits on the superior side, such as know-it-all, rebellious, independent, exalted, and spirits that want to get us out of order by giving discernment, understanding, or counsel, usually under the guise of advice, when we are not called to do so. Proverbs 15:33.
The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility.
So before we come to a position of honor where we do have a spiritual body, and we do have things in our mind that God wants others to listen to and be subject to, before we get to that, there's got to be some humility there. If we are fighting self-right and judging spirits, humility can help us realize there may be another way to see things other than what our self-right spirits say is right. Many of these scriptures carry the same idea. Many of the scriptures don't really need a lot of explanation. One reason that the scriptures were included is to give us some scriptures to use to think on while we are pulling on these phases of spirit. Not so much that every single scripture in here shows without a shadow of a doubt this is what this phase of spirit means, but it's just to give us more scriptures to use when we're getting prayed for or when we're pulling on it. Give us more thoughts to go through our mind to enliven our prayer.